Welcome to the latest Stockhouse Investor Podcast, where you get up-to-date information on the sectors, the trends, and the companies that are competing for your investment dollars. Stockhouse readers are likely familiar with the rising demand for battery metals, as electric vehicle sales are expected to hit 4 million by 2020. While demand is rising, the known supply in the ground isn't overly abundant, especially for one key mineral, cobalt. Nearly two-thirds of global cobalt output comes from the Democratic Republic of Congo, which has made headlines for its geopolitical and social risks. Many companies and investors are quickly looking for opportunities elsewhere. This is where Bluebird Battery Metals Inc. comes in, trading on the TSX Venture with the symbol BATT. The mineral exploration company is mainly focusing on the two crucial minerals to the EV battery production, cobalt and nickel. It is also acquiring and advancing projects in two of the top five producing countries, one in Canada and three in Australia. The latest acquisition came in early June 2018 when Bluebird took an important step to secure 100% of the Oberon Gold property in New South Wales, Australia. This project offers 202 square kilometers within the emerging Bungonia Battery Metal Cobalt District. Bluebird has several other drill-ready projects and a vast portfolio of underexplored polymetallic projects. Stockhouse Editorial recently had the chance to catch up with Bluebird President Alf Stewart about why now is the perfect time and why these are the right commodities in excellent locations. Thanks for joining us today, Alf.
You're welcome.
So several months ago, Bluebird was born out of rebranding from Golden Peak Minerals. How has the focus of the company changed with this new experienced management team?
We have evolved our focus from gold into battery metals based on what we expect is a major disruption in the transportation industry, specifically that electric vehicles will increasingly replace internal combustion engine vehicles over the next 5 to 10 years. So as we moved forward with this understanding, we started to look at the critical elements that you mentioned, specifically cobalt and nickel, as we view these as the most critical elements for the EV disruption. And when we realized the timeframes involved in the EV disruption, basically the next 5 years are critical, and we had to find projects that have a short timeframe to development, and that led us to a focus in Australia. So in summary, we focused on nickel and cobalt and the country of Australia because of the timing of the EV disruption that's in front of us.
Now, the EV industry is challenged to find enough cobalt to power the demand for battery metal production. How much of this demand could Bluebird potentially meet if all projects go ahead as planned?
Well, three of our projects could meet the time frame of the EV disruption, which we view as 2021 to 2025. When EVs will really begin major market penetration of the transportation industry. But it's impossible to say how much of the EV demand could be satisfied by our projects, as they're still in the exploration stage and there's no reserves or resources on the projects yet.
Bluebird recently announced that it is acquiring the Oberon Gold Project in New South Wales, as you mentioned. Australia is ranked third in the world for cobalt mining, but given the political nature the DRC is ahead of it, does this actually make Australia a more desirable location?
Absolutely. It reminds me of a joke told by Groucho Marx, and it goes like this. Outside of a dog, a book is man's best friend. Inside of a dog, it's too dark to read. So outside of the Congo, most cobalt projects have arsenic associated with them, but inside of the Congo, it's too risky to invest. So what we've done is we've looked around the world where we could find projects which are simple to invest in terms of metallurgy, where things are simple and there are no toxic elements associated with it, and that's led us to projects in Australia.
And now, can you offer some insight into the Bungonia Battery Metal Cobalt District? Will investors now be seeing this name a lot more often in media, I think, right up there with Idaho's Cobalt Belt?
Well, the project's located in Australia, and Australia rarely makes the news in North America. Australia is a very peaceable country, and there's very little headline news out of Australia. And because of its distance, we may not see the Bungonia District in the same light as the Cobalt District in Idaho, but we think it could potentially be a better investment because the project that we have in Australia has no arsenic with it. And the problem with cobalt is if you look at Wikipedia and find out what minerals cobalt occurs with, Where cobalt occurs on its own, it generally is associated with cobalt arsenides. That means cobalt plus arsenic plus sulfur. That's the case in the Idaho cobalt belt. But in the Bungonia district, the cobalt occurs in association with manganese oxides. There's no arsenic. So we feel that our project has a much better chance of moving forward than many of the projects in the Idaho cobalt belt because there's no arsenic.
The cane grass project in Western Australia is drill ready within thickest layer intrusive complex in the world. Can you tell us more about what makes this site special?
Yes. The layered complex is a very, very special geological formation. The most famous one in the world is the Bushveld complex in South Africa, and that is the source of the world's major platinum and palladium production. So the Bushveld complex is similar to the Windara complex, which is on our property, and we see two possibilities. First off, we see nickel cobalt massive sulfides on our project, and this is in a slightly younger intrusive unit crossing the layered ultramafic complex, and that's the subject of our drill program that's upcoming. But secondly, we have areas on our property within the layered ultramafic complex that have nickel, platinum, palladium surface anomalies, and we see potential for nickel, platinum, and palladium, like the Bushveld complex in South Africa, in that area on our property.
Interesting. And when do you expect to begin drilling?
We're just completing our ground electromagnetic surveys this month to further define our drill targets, and we'll be drilling in July.
Great. And Bluebird also has the Bat Cobalt Copper Exploration Project up in Yukon, Canada. It hasn't been thoroughly explored in more than 50 years, but you report that grab samples returned promising results. Where will the company now go from here?
This is a very exciting but very early stage property. This property has a major color anomaly, which can be seen in satellite photographs, and the property was acquired because of this major color anomaly. So this is a 3-kilometer-long gossamer zone at surface, and previous exploration in the area has identified copper sulfides, and we have found 3 cobalt showings. When I say we, it's actually the predecessor companies that have found them. We have yet to commence our exploration on the property.
And finally, Bluebird has made a number of acquisitions so far in 2018. Is there anything you can tell investors about where the company is looking to expand through the rest of the year?
Yes. We've focused our exploration efforts on politically stable countries, Canada and Australia, and projects where conditions are simple for finding battery metals without complicated and toxic elements. So we'll probably continue to look at Canada and Australia, but other countries where the politics are stable.
Focusing on the global exploration and development of nickel and cobalt, so Bluebird Battery Metals plans to become a leader in this emerging sector by advancing several projects with robust potential. The company is trading on the TSX Venture with the ticker BATT. This is John Brown, and I've been speaking with Bluebird President Alf Stewart. Thanks for joining me today, Alf.
You're welcome.
For our listeners, thank you for joining us. And as always, investors are reminded to do their own due diligence before making any investment decision.